Janelle, we spoke with the general manager last week. He seemed to think the town was managing at level three, but what's changed?
We were managing at level three, but there's been an enormous amount of evaporation occurring up here, and the water usage, I know our residents are trying really, really hard, but the water usage has been higher than we would like to see. So in the last fortnight, there's been a drop of 30% in our off-creek storage water holding.
Now tell us about that off-creek water storage. Where do you get your water supply from?
Well, that is where we're getting it from at the moment, and that's for emergencies. We normally get our water from the McDonald River.
Right.
So that's our emergency water storage, and you know, the McDonald River's not running, no. So that's where we're using our water from at the moment. But what was estimated to be there is far less than we thought, and the usage has been higher than we would like to see.
All right. And is that a dam or something or other that the council built?
Yes, it is. Yes, right. Many, many years ago. But we're going to really have to look at our, for the future, for drought-proofing that water supply.
All right. What are your options? What are you looking at now?
Well, our options right now at the moment is that we have around about 6 to 8 weeks of water left. If we don't receive substantial rain in that period, we're going to have to look at carting water in milk tankers to the town.
All right. Now, that, I imagine, would be quite expensive.
It would be a huge drain on on our finances. It's something that certainly isn't budgeted for. And I'm going to be meeting with the general manager today, and we're going to look at our options. But certainly approaching our state and federal MPs, Barnaby Joyce and Adam Marshall, is high on our agenda to see what assistance the government might be able to give us if we're going to have to take that drastic measure to get water to our town.
Yeah. And what would you say to residents at this point? We're level three. Will you ramp it up?
We're level three. You know, I know that residents literally are putting buckets in the showers to water their gardens, and that you know, they're trying very hard with the measures that are in place. And you know, it's going to be very hard to restrict it even more than it is at the moment. We're looking at the pool, how much water the pool is actually using, getting some figures on that to see whether it's something we might have to look at, whether we can keep the pool open. So we are looking at every opportunity, and I know with talking to people around Walker that everyone's trying very hard, but it's pretty hard when it's so dry, and we've got another beautiful, hot, sunny, dry day today.
Yes.
It's really hard to bring the water usage down even more than people have at the moment, but we have no choice. Because it is going to get to a point where there will be no water left if we don't get good rain soon.
Yeah, speaking with Janelle Archdale, the Mayor of Walker, this morning, 6 to 8 weeks before the town runs out of water. Janelle, has Walker run out of water before in the past?
No, not in my living memory.
Right.
It hasn't. So this drought is extreme. It really is. I mean, there's certainly, we've had droughts in the past where the feed for stock has been far less. But the water situation, I've never seen the water situation as bad as it is now. And talking to old-timers, nor have they. We've personally, on our property, we've got a spring-fed dam, and the water from that is actually getting really smelly now, which makes us think that the underground water plane is very, very low.
I was going to say, has the quality of the water been affected?
Absolutely, and that's the worry with our town off-creek water storage, that the lower it gets, the more prone it will be to growing in algae.